Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kirkwood Washington Regional Center Director Tara Pickens about orientation sessions for area high school students who will be taking concurrent credit classes. The school year is winding down, and with that, area high school students need to be thinking about the next school year and enrolling in classes, should they choose to, at the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center. Can you let us know what they need to be doing and when?
Yeah, we've got some important deadlines and events coming up in the near future for our high school students that plan to take Kirkwood classes while in high school. April 15th is our preferred deadline for students to be submitting their pre-registration forms. This is just a form that tells us that the student is interested in attending a Kirkwood Academy experience, but it's not locking them into actually registering for any classes just yet. Once we receive that pre-registration form, we reach out to the students and their parents, and we invite them to some upcoming mandatory student orientation events.
And when will those events be?
We have four separate orientation events that we will invite students to, and they are programmed based on the academy interest areas. So the first event will be coming up on Wednesday, April 24th, from 6:30 until 7:30 p.m. here at the Regional Center. And that orientation is going to focus more on the students pursuing the industrial technology type academies, so anything from our auto collision, auto tech, advanced manufacturing, ACE, and so on. Also have an orientation event on Wednesday, May 1st, again at 6:30 p.m. This event will focus on the students pursuing academies in the healthcare industries, patient care, EMT, as well as students interested in our network security and graphic design academies. And then the last large orientation event will be Thursday, May 9th at 6:30. This will actually be at the Washington High School Auditorium. We have a large number of students interested in our arts and science academies. Those are those gen ed core classes that are transferring on, as well as our pre-business transfer academy and students enrolling in companion courses. So just due to the size of the students and parents that attend that event, we will hold that at the high school auditorium on May 9th.
And that is for students outside of the Washington district as well?
Yes. So any student from any of our six partner school districts, as well as our homeschool associations.
And again, once they go through this orientation, are they still able to decide if they do not want to do this?
Yeah, at orientation, we really hope that's a time for the students to be able to make that decision if it's going to be a good fit for them or not. At orientation, we'll discuss, college student expectations, connect with the students just to learn more, do they have enough time in their high school schedule? Are they making satisfactory progress at the high school for their high school classes? The students will tour the lab spaces, classroom spaces. They'll meet with the academy instructors. It's just a great opportunity for them to learn absolutely as much as they can about the academy experience and then be able to make that informed decision if this is something they do want to do for the 2019-2020 academic year. We give students until June 1st to make that decision. And then after the June 1st deadline, students have made that year-long commitment to Kirkwood to attend the academy classes.
And do you have an estimate as to how many area high school students do take advantage of this program?
Yeah, each year we have right around 220 students in our building taking the college credit and high school classes. So we anticipate a number similar to that next year as well.
And again, there's no cost for these students or their families.
Yeah, it's just a great opportunity. Of course, the student's able to get in these classes and really start exploring for their career, but they're able to do so without incurring the college debt. They're offered at no cost to the students and the families. It's just a huge cost savings. When we look back to the 2017-2018 academic year, tuition saved was approaching the $1 million mark in Washington County. It was just over $950,000 in Kirkwood tuition dollars saved for students participating in college credit and high school programming.
And with these orientation programs, do students need to register ahead of time?
No, we're not asking that they pre-register. We will send out an email and a letter inviting the students to the event, and then we will follow up with any student that wasn't able to attend to set them up with a makeup orientation event. So just be checking email and mailboxes for the orientation information. for their specific academy.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Kirkwood Washington Regional Center Director Tara Pickens. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.